You're listening to a podcast from 702.
John, good morning to you. Happy Friday. Let's start with Donald Trump, accused of extensive law-breaking over his charitable foundation.
Yeah, good morning. New York's Attorney General Barbara Underwood is suing the Trump Foundation, along with Donald Trump himself and his three eldest adult children. They're accused of extensive and persistent law-breaking, and the lawsuit was filed on Mr. Trump's 72nd birthday, a birthday present he could do without, I imagine. He's been accused of unlawfully coordinating with the Trump presidential campaign, also repeated self-dealing, for instance, using the charity to promote his own businesses and even to buy personal items like a painting of himself. All this follows a two-year investigation. It goes back to the controversial U.S. presidential campaign. And guess what? Donald Trump's taken to Twitter to issue a strong denial. He accuses sleazy New York Democrats of doing everything they can to sue me on a foundation that gave out to charity more than it took in, he says. I won't settle this case. And another twist to the murky business of that presidential campaign against Hillary Clinton, a highly anticipated report from the U.S. Department of Justice accuses former FBI boss James Comey of being insubordinate, although not politically biased. The inspector says he'd broken dramatically away from FBI and departmental norms in how he handled that inquiry into Hillary Clinton's emails, the most controversial point being that he reopened the inquiry, if you remember, just days before people went to the polls, and people say that skewed the result.
Oh, I mean, it's very interesting, this New York lawyer, the name Underwood, isn't lost on those of us who love our politics and our television. Now, it's a year's anniversary since the Grenfell Tower fire.
Yeah, there's been a whole day of memorials and commemorations, as you'd imagine, a year on from this awful, awful event. It started at 1 o'clock in the morning, the moment that the fire broke out a year previously, when they lit the tower, Grenfell Tower, in green. Green's the colour adopted by Grenfell survivors to remember those who died. And then there was a day of commemorations at midday, a national silence for 72 seconds, 1 second for each of the victims. The tower block itself is still standing, but it's covered over with white sheeting, and there's a giant green heart right at the top. So a memorial service at a church which lies in the shadow of the tower, with green ribbons tied around the pillars, people given green scarves to wear, the names of all those who died were read out, and candles lit for each of the victims, and doves were released outside the church. And then the day ended with about 5,000 people taking part in a silent walk in honour of those 72 people who died, and firefighters laid down their helmets and formed a guard of honour as the marchers passed by, some of them holding pictures of their loved ones, some of them calling for justice for Grenfell victims. Don't forget this big public inquiry going on into the cladding and all of that. The most poignant moment for me yesterday was watching those marchers pass by, silently walking past firefighters who risked their lives, of course, and just some of them shaking their hands, others giving them a quiet hug and then moving on. So some very poignant images yesterday.
All right, John Adderley there with our Worldview from London. Of course, every day on the Worldview, we ask you to send us a question on any world topic you want to know more about. And today's question comes from Xiaomi Li Hong, who, of course, wanted to know what the purpose of yawning is. Aki?
Don't start, please.
What's the point? What's the purpose of yawning? Let's listen to this voice note.
The question is, seeing that in the World Cup, the host nation is always gets automatic qualification to play the World Cup. The 2026 World Cup is hosted by three nations. Which nations will have automatic qualification?
All right, it's a great question. And to get to that answer, we spoke to the former FIFA ambassador liaison, Lebogang Tlomatsane.
All the three nations that were part of the United bid will get automatic qualification. Mexico, Canada, and the USA will play in the 2026 World Cup. Remember, in 2026, it will be the first time that the countries that are playing in the World Cup have increased from 32 to 48, meaning that federations will get extra slots to what they used to have. For an example, Africa used to have 5 slots in the World Cup. They will now have 9. North America and Central America's federation is called CONCACAF. They used to have a minimum of 3 and a maximum of 4 teams in a particular World Cup. They will now have 6 slots, 3 of which will be taken by the United Bid Nations, and the other countries like Jamaica and the others will have to play for the remaining 3 slots.
So congratulations there for your question, Shiame. You've won R1,000 courtesy of Emirates. Fly Emirates Business Class to experience a new level of comfort.